Romans chapter 9. I speak the truth in the Anointed One. I do not lie. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing pain in my heart. For I would be willing to make a vow to be banished from the Anointed One if I could help my brethren, my relatives according to human lineage, who are Israelites. Start Dyer Commentary. Even though Paul might have wished this, it is completely impossible. End Dyer Commentary. For from them comes the placement as sons, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises. From them also came the fathers, and from them the Anointed One came according to human lineage, the one who is over all, the blessed God for all eternity. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has become ineffective, for not all the ones who are of Israel are that Israel, and not all who are God's children are from the physical seed of Abraham. But we read, "Your seed will receive their name through Isaac." Genesis chapter 21, verse 12. That is to say, it is not the children of earthly lineage who are the children of God, but it is the children of the promise who are considered to be seed. For this is the word of the promise. About this time next year, I will visit you, and Sarah will have a son. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. And not only this. When Rebekah had conceived both Jacob and Esau, through only one intimate act with our father, Isaac, it was said to her, "The older will serve the younger." This was said before they were born, having done nothing either good or bad, showing that the purpose of God according to his choosing will stand, not through works, but through him who calls. Even as it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I detested." Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. What can we say then? Is God unjust? In no way. For he said to Moses, "I will show mercy to whom I will choose to show mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I choose to have compassion." Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. So then God's favor is not gained by the one who is determined, or by the one who strives, but by God showing mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I raised you up, so that I might demonstrate my power against you, and so that my name would be widely proclaimed throughout the whole earth." Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. So then he has mercy on whom he wishes, and whom he chooses to, he hardens. So then you will say to me, "Why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will?" 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. That is no doubt true. But who are you, O man, who disputes with God? Can the thing which is made say to him who made it, "Why did you make me like this?" Or doesn't the potter have power over the clay, on the one hand, to make a vessel of great value, and on the other hand, to make another for dirty use, from one batch of clay? What if God, wishing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much leniency vessels of wrath which were being prepared for destruction, so that in contrast he could make known the abundance of his glory through vessels of mercy which he prepared ahead of time for the purpose of being glorified? This is what he has prepared for us, whom he also called out, not only from among the Jews, but also from among the Gentiles. As he said also in Hosea, "I will call them my people, who are not my people, and her beloved, who is not loved." Hosea chapter 2, verse 23. And it will be that in the place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," there will they be called sons of the living God. Hosea chapter 1, verse 10. And Isaiah cried out concerning Israel, saying, "Even though the sons of Israel would be as numerous as the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. For the Lord will fulfill his word in righteousness upon the earth, thoroughly and quickly." Isaiah chapter 10, verse 23, and chapter 28, verse 22. And as Isaiah has said before, Except the Lord of the heavenly armies had left behind a seed for us, we would have become like Sodom and have been like Gomorrah. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, and chapter 13, verse 19. What can we say then? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is through faith. But Israel, pursuing righteousness by following the law, did not arrive at the righteousness which is in the law. Why not? Because they sought it through works instead of by faith. They stumbled against the stone of stumbling, just as it is written, Look, I lay a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense in Zion. But he who is believing on him will not be disgraced. Psalm chapter 118, verse 22, and Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. This is the end of Romans chapter 9. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.